Paramahansa Parabraja Kacharya Ashtuto Satasi Simat Is Divine Grace Sila Ave Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Maya Munamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Hari Nam Sankirtana Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Gaur All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Guranga All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yes, thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya together. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Samiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prajayine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Ashkaryare Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
kanchana gaurangira he vrindavaneshwari prishavanu sude devi namami hari
Before starting, I would like to request Bhavata, maybe you can open the other window also. And yes, Madhuchanda. And maybe there, our Madhujis, you can just somehow arrange windows. It will be much easier for all of us if we have good oxygen supply. Good. Thank you. So, once Srila Prabhupada gave a very, very nice description of Srimati Radharani, he said, so this is our philosophy, to please Krishna through Radharani. Just today is the auspicious day of Radharani's appearance. That was yesterday, huh? So we should offer Pushpanjali, this means an offering of flowers, and pray to Radharani that, Radharani, kindly be merciful and tell about me to your Krishna. To your Krishna. Krishna is yours. Krishna, we say, Radha Krishna. Krishna is not independent. Krishna is Radharani's property. So you have to approach Krishna through Radharani. So today is an auspicious day. Worship Radharani very nicely and be happy. Thank you very much. And Hare Krishna. This is how Prabhupada would often end his classes. He was thanking us that we pay attention to his words. After Krishna had left Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani suffered extreme pangs of separation. Yesterday we were talking about how Radharani appeared in Vrindavan Dham and how the first person she saw was Krishna, because her eyes remained closed until finally the day came where small little Krishna was brought by his parents to a festival of Radharani's first birthday. And during the festival, Krishna had sneaked away from all the guests and had looked at Radharani, and then her eyes opened and she saw Krishna. So after Krishna then left Vrindavan Dham, she felt very deep pangs of separation. We have heard from the scriptures how she herself described even the pain which she felt when Krishna was only away for a day. You know, Krishna left every morning to herd the cows in Vrindavan Dham, and Radharani stayed back and waited for Krishna to return in the afternoon when the sun was slowly touching the western horizon. So a whole day Radharani was absent from Krishna. We hear that she had a meeting in between, but that is very confidential, and as far as Radha is concerned, every second
appears to her like an age, you know, a millennium when she's not together with Krishna. So she described, when Krishna is absent from me during the day, I feel like a little grain between two heavy milling stones, grinding stones. My life, I feel, is squeezed out of my self, like the life of a grain. It's just grounded between two heavy, these heavy millstones, and I feel the day never ends. The friends of Radha tried to help her by arranging a very cool bed. They took some lotus flowers, removed the petals and put them on a bed, and then put a very, very soft sheet of cloth between the lotus flower or on top of the lotus flower petals, and they sprinkled the petals with nice perfumed cool water. But the moment Radharani was laying down on top of this lotus petals, she had the heat of her body, which she felt in the separation of Krishna, was so much that, imagine, these wet lotus petals immediately dried and became crisp and dry like dry cornflakes or something. This was how much she suffered in separation of Krishna. Now, can you imagine how she felt when Krishna was away for 100 long years from her? I think we cannot imagine, but we get a little idea by these descriptions how she felt when Krishna was a day away. So, she has a friend. Her friend is Chandra Nana. And this friend is very intelligent, and she looked at Radha and understood, if we don't do anything in one day or 2 days, then Radha will die. So she studied all the scriptures of the holy places in the universe and then found one place. One day she came with a book to Radharani and says, I found the solution. You can meet Krishna if you go to the holy place called Siddhashram. You know ashram, that word, you know? Siddha, you know Siddha? Means perfection. She read from the Gaga Sanghita, powerful book of authority. Yat spashanat hare sakshan. And Radha went up. Oh, yes. Navi yoga bhavet kvachit. One who only touches the land of Siddhashram will have direct darshan of Lord Hari and will never, ever be separated from him. So the moment Radharani heard this shloka, that one who just touches this land will have direct darshan of Krishna, and she said, let us go immediately. So she organized all the gopis and a group of gopas, strong gopas with weapons in hand, were protecting this caravan of the most beautiful ladies of the universe, who carried a jewel in a palanquin. The jewel was Srimati Radharani. You know everything. Where is Siddhashit Siddhashram? It is where the river Pushpabhadra flows into the western ocean. And just before it flows into the ocean, it builds a lake And Radharani wished to take her bath in this lake. Now, if you hear this, what happened there, all your misery which you have, all your lamentation, everything which does not work at present in your life, maybe your health or your relationship, or you are shortly before a divorce or shortly after a divorce, or anything traumatic like this, all the misery will go. And I want to tell this to you. Is this a good idea?
Yes.
But before we can do this, we need to see that our children are well cared for. I feel it is irresponsible if they are just making noise. Why should we not show a nice movie of Krishna to them? A nice cartoon. You know, children like cartoons. And they can also have some Krishna conscious program for them. I think they always remind us, and one day we will know for sure. We will arrange this before. So, Srimati Radharani gave an order. She said, we require many strong gopas with lances and weapons in the hand to protect all my gopis. Oops. And then we will go. So when Radharani and these gopis who looked like moons left Vrindavan, Krishna, who was staying where? In Dwarka, felt a strong twitch in his heart. Radha always thinks of Krishna, and Krishna always thinks of Radha. He felt such a strong emotion in his heart that he thought in his mind, Radha has left Vrindavan only for the purpose to see me, to have my darshan, and to never be separated from me again. I want to show all my 16,000 wives the glory of Radha and why it is that I can only fully love her alone. So I will take all of them and my whole dynasty to Siddhashram so that they see the glory of Radha. And as he was thinking this, it seemed as if a cloud left him. He became so enthusiastic. And he personally told his ministers, bring first class tents. We want to camp at Siddhashram. It's a very holy place. And all desires are fulfilled there. So, while Radha came from Vrindavan, Krishna came from Dwarka. They had the same goal, Siddhashram. When Radha arrived, and she arrived first, her party arrived first, she wanted to take her sacred bath, but this was not possible if she would bathe in public, because Radha is never public. She's always hidden away from the common people. So what she did is, she had her gopis make a large circle around Siddhashram, and they all held a white cloth like this, which was impenetrable for the eyes. No one could see through the cloth. This is a cheap cloth, but this was a very valuable cloth. You could not see through it. And the gopis joyfully were holding this, like we have the curtain closed when we dress Radha and Krishna or Panchatattva. And around this circle of happy gopis who were holding the curtain was another circle, a second circle, an outer circle of the strong gopas who were there to protect with an outer ring the sacred area of Radharani's bath. And she very happily and innocently took a bath. But in her heart, she felt something. She felt that soon the time of separation would be over and she would see her beloved once again. Because she kept in mind what Chandranana read to her, that one who only touches the land of Siddhashram will have the direct darshan of Lord Hari. She never forgot that one line. Yat spashanat Hari shakshan. So when she was bathing, the powerful Yadu warriors arrived. And when they saw these two rings around the lake, they became upset and they said to the gopas, "We are here." And the gopas answered, "We are here first." The yata said, "We are the powerful army of Krishna. You better make place because we have to take our bath now." What is this? Shielding the whole lake? And the gopa said, "You better go away because our queen is bathing and she needs privacy." You said the Yadavas, we can see you are cowherd boys. You are, in the Balkans we would say, Tsiganskis. You better go. And the cowherd boys were very, very, very confident because they were the servants of Radha. They said, "No, you better go." "This is too much," said the Yadavas. They got out their swords and their lances and they began to march like the Roman army. And the cowherd men just took out their sticks and were just beating them. "Go, or we really start beating you," they said. And the beating of the cowherd boys felt as if heavy clubs were raining down on the army. This army was never defeated before. But it was so painful that they finally moved away and said, "We bathe another time. You first bathe." They went back to Krishna and said, "Who were these people? We were never beaten." And Krishna just smiled and he laughed. He wouldn't talk. The queens then approached Krishna. "There is a girl taking a bath. Her power is wonderful. The best of our own warriors were beaten so strongly that they ran in the fields. What is her name, O Krishna? Where does she live?" And then the question of all ladies. And who is her beloved? Typical lady question. You know everything, our Lord. Do you want to hear Krishna's answer to these questions? He said, her name is Radha. She is the daughter of Kirti and Brishabhanu. And she is the queen of all of Braj and all the gopis in Braj. She is very exalted. Then Krishna became very moved. And a tear came in his right eye. And he said, and her beloved is called Krishna. Which Krishna? And then Krishna touched his hand to the heart and couldn't speak. In Sanskrit, this glorification of Radharani is very beautiful, and I request you to chant it with me. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Vrishabhanu Suta Sakshat.
Vrishabhanu Suta Sakshat.
Radheyam Kirti Nandini.
Radheyam Kirti Nandini.
Brajeshwari Mat Doita.
Brajeshwari Mat Doita.
Gopika Dishwari Vara.
Gopika Dishwari Vara.
It means Radha is the daughter of Kirti and Brishabhanu. Kirtida is also her name. She's the queen of Braja and the queen of the gopis. She's very exalted. And Krishna said, and I am her beloved. Rupa Goswami says, Shrimati Radharani is the Khladini Swarupa. Khladini Swarupa Mula Radha. This means she is the form of the bliss potency of the Lord. No one is ever able to obstruct her. And she is like a Ganga flow of divine love for Krishna. You know, when the Ganga, you have seen Mother Ganga in the Himalayas? You have maybe seen Ganga always pushes the big rocks which fall into her river flow out of the way. In the same way, Shrimati Radharani is like a gushing flow of purely divine love for Krishna, and she removes all the obstacles. The obstacles of the whole three worlds can be removed by Radha if the worlds take shelter under her lotus feet, like the devotees of Krishna do. So the queens said fearlessly, her people have sent the greatest warriors away, like little children who had to run in the field. How, I'm asking you, my dear devotees, how can one be fearless? It is only possible if one takes shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. As long as you do not take shelter in Krishna's lotus feet, fear will take you to many different areas of worry and of obstacles. Radha is always holding the lotus feet of Krishna in her heart, so that's why she is always able to overwhelm or overcome all the obstacles. And there was a lot of obstacles, you will now see. Who knows who is Krishna's first queen? One, some say Rukmini, this is correct. Others say Satyabhama, they are both the first queens. So Satyabhama, Rukmini never says anything. She's very submissive. But Satyabhama is a little temperamental. She is a left-wing person. And she immediately protested. She became jealous and she flared up. She was the leader of all the queens. She was so outspoken. And she said, why do you say Radha's beauty is very exalted? Am I not beautiful? And it is true. I mean, when a girl of this world says this. But she had a blessing. As long as Krishna was present, Satyabhama would never show any symptoms of aging. She would always remain youthful. It is because of me, said Satyabhama, and turned around to all the other queens. Me! That Krishna attacked the city of Pragyotishapur, where all of you, 16,000 people, were held captive by this rascal Bhomasura. And I had told Krishna, go and defeat this Bhomasura, and you know, they are all of you, and you take all of them. It's because of me. And because of me, he married you all. He carried this Bhomasura, by way of explanation, had carried away all the beautiful maidens of the Devatas, the Gandavas, the Apsaras, and he was unslayable. No creature could defeat him. And Satyabhama had said, you have to defeat them and save these ladies. Satyabhama gave another proof. I wanted to have the fragrant Parijata tree, which is in the heavenly kingdom of Indra. And because I wanted Krishna, I told you, get me the tree. And you went up there, you defeated the whole army of Indra, and you brought it and planted it before my door. How can you say you have not done this for anyone? Certainly not for Radha. And look at Rukmini. Rukmini is so beautiful. She has so many good qualities. Krishna kidnapped Rukmini before the kings of the world and married her. Is she not special? This was not done for anyone except friends, she said. This girl, Radha, is only a cowherd girl. We are glorious. We are princesses. And all the queens looked at Satyabhama. It made a lot of sense. But then they turned around to Krishna. O Krishna, you had spoken about Radha with your own mouth. We heard all you said, what you said, and we heard that you consider yourself her beloved. We now wish to see her so that we can decide on our own what is Radha. So by this time, Radha had finished her bathing. The curtain was removed, it was put somewhere else. And she had sat down in this beautiful palanquin which she had used to travel from Braj to Siddhashram. She moved on the palanquin. It was lifted up, and according to her sweet will, her gopis carried her here and there and everywhere. The palanquin was decorated with gold. There were wonderful flags, like on the Slovenian Harinam party has most attractive flags we could see today with our own eyes. There were ornaments, but one couldn't look really inside the palanquin. I have described to you the outside. The inside was not to be seen because there was a curtain which was made from lines of pearls. You know, the pearls were strung on lines, and then there were many such lines, and Radha was behind the lines, behind the curtain of pearls. As this procession with Radha moved towards the 16,000 queens, they were just looking at this palanquin. From inside the palanquin, a shine was emanating. Rupa Goswami explains about this illustrious effulgence of Radha. Actually, it's not Rupa Goswami, it's Raghunath Goswami, who describes Radha's habit to take 3 baths a day. Please, my dear devotees, listen about these baths. They are totally different from your Junker boiler showers, you know. They're really different. The first bath is in the with the water of Karuna or compassion. The second bath is in the bath of youth. And the third bath is in the bath of luster. So as this is why she is so lustrous, luster. You have to just so this is why there was this shine. So what the queen saw as the palanquin came close, they saw flashes of light as beautiful as the moon, and they didn't yet see Radha, but what they saw is that from inside the palanquin something was moving. Then they saw the foot of Srimati Radharani coming out of the palanquin because she wanted to touch the ground and have her darshan of Krishna. And her foot was just coming down with very graceful toes. In Balkans you say fingers, toes. And then she stepped with the toes on the ground like this, and then very, very slowly she somehow rested her whole foot on the ground, which was instantaneously covered with flowers. And when the queens only saw her feet, please notice this, only the foot, nothing else. No, I mean the sari also, but not yet her face. By just looking at the beauty of this lotus foot of Srimati Radharani, not 2 lotus feet, 1, they all suddenly fainted and fell to the ground. This is the beauty of Radha. So we will glorify now Srimati Radharani. Then we will continue. But now we need to make a little pause because this is amazing. So in the bhajan there will be Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. Repeat. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mohite. After each verse, we will sing this refrain.
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Beloved songs which Srila Prabhupada used to glorify Srimati Radharani. The song says, O Radha, O beloved of Madhava, O you who are worshipped by all the young girls of Gokul, all glories unto you, all glories unto you. You who dress yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you. She dresses herself in the same nazari, which has the same color as Lord Krishna. So Krishna knows, my God, she covers herself with a sari the same color as I have. She's really attached to me.
And in this way, Radha increases Lord Damodar's love and attachment. O Queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavan, which is the pleasure grove of Lord Hari, O new moon that has arisen from the ocean of King Brishabhanu. There's one moon, normal moon, not very interesting, only for the American explorers. But then there is the real moon of Shrimati Radharani, who has come from the ocean of King Brishabhanu. O friend of whom? Lalita, yes, you know. O you who make Vishakha loyal to you due to your wonderful qualities of friendliness. Radha is such a friend to Vishakha. And she's so kind and faithful to Krishna. O you who are filled with compassion. Yesterday or the day before yesterday, when Moksha Rupi and Manditangi had arranged such excellent program, there was an announcement that on Radhastami is the appearance of the goddess of compassion. No? That her name is Karunamayi, like this, goddess of compassion. O you whose divine characteristics are described by the great sages Sanaka and Sanatan. Yes, these are the real saints, not Deepak Chopra. O Radha, please be merciful to me. This is this song. Karunam kuru mayi karuna parite sanaka sanatana vanita charite. Thank you very much. So when Shrimati Radharani came out of her palanquin, first her one lotus feet touched the ground very carefully, very softly, and then finally she was there. And you know, all these queens of Lord Krishna are exceptional. I mean, to see one queen of Krishna, if we would ever, mortal people can't see them, but if they reveal themselves, we would go, I mean, everything, every other perception would be wiped out from our memory bank, because they are just so extraordinary. But as they looked at Radha, something happened. When Radha came in the midst of them, it was as if in the morning the sun arises, and as a result, all the night stars begin to fade and pale and disappear. Srila Rupa Goswami describes this effect of Shrimati Radharani by saying, the brilliance of millions upon millions of full moons, oh, this is the Radha moon, pales, it means it becomes dim before the opalescent nails of your lotus feet. Radha's lotus feet, the nails on her feet, in other words, are so powerful in effulgence that the brilliance of millions of millions of full moons, not half moons, full moons, is just erased, so to say, by just these the light from the nails of the lotus feet. I think you will agree with me, Radha is inconceivable for our little capacities to understand. Now, what happened when Radha saw Krishna? Please listen very carefully, because this might affect a sudden shift of your consciousness from the world of matter to the world of the spirit. As soon as Radha and all her gopis saw Krishna, they called out very loud, Jai, Jai, Jai Shri Krishna!
Jai, Jai, Jai Shri Krishna!
Yes. Then Srimati Radharani folded her hands and circumambulated, means she walked around Lord Krishna. Tears of bliss were raining from her eyes. And then she led him to a beautiful throne which she had arranged. It was standing there, and it had Syamantaka jewels at the feet. Who knows what is a Syamantaka jewel? In Krishna book you have read, it produces gold, yes, and it has an effulgence like the sun. It's very, very bright. So she had arranged that there was, I've only heard that there's one Syamantaka jewel, but not for Radha. She had Syamantaka jewels as the feet of the throne. This is how much she worshipped Krishna. The back of the throne was made of Kostuba jewels, and it was opulent. It smelled very nice because there were Parijata flowers all around. And Radha said to Lord Krishna, when she saw him after this long separation, now my life is finally a success. All my austerities which I undertook in your absence have been crowned with success. And my coming here to this sacred place of Siddhashram, which bestows the direct darshan of Lord Hari, is fulfilled. I'm finally seeing you. So there was a lot of discussions, but Krishna did not feel very comfortable because there were so many other queens around who were really interested to hear every word, that she could not express herself fully. Have you ever in your own life experienced this? You meet a friend after a long time and you want to say, you want to know how life went for the friend. You want to also explain about your life, all the things which you are shy to explain to an outsider, but there are many people around, and then you cannot speak, and what do you feel? Deep dissatisfaction in your heart. Although your friend is there right before you, inside your heart yearns for a more confidential arrangement for your happy reunion. I had a friend. His name is Finney. And when I met Finney, it was in a public program in the Monsoon Theater of Hamburg. I had not met Finney for too long, 30 years or so. We were friends. We did everything together. We canoed together. We did adventures together where we had to be saved by a helicopter. Finney and me were friends. And now I was in the Monsoon Theater. I had given a lecture. Many people were standing around. And I see Finney. And Finney went back to me and he called me my own name, my old name, which I will not tell you because we are here in this area of the world. And so we are where we are. And we wanted to just embrace, but there were all these people. And I said, Finney, I really can't speak now. what do you do now? And Finney started to explain. I'm a physicist in the CERN, you know, where they move the atoms around and bring them to clash. And I have many secrets which the world doesn't know. I'm so interested, Finney, but I can't talk. And I also can't talk. Then we decided, let's meet tomorrow at such and such time with no one around, and then we will talk. So this was a little bit, I'm telling from human psychology. Imagine this human psychology comes all from God. The Lord is the cause. Ishvara Sarva, what is it? Ishvara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vika Anadi Adi Govinda Sava Karana Karam. He is the cause of all causes. So this feeling has also his origin in the Lord, but in the Lord it is much more beautiful, this feeling. So after all the talk has had been done, the sun touched the eastern horizon, and in the western horizon, in the east the moon was rising. One by one, all the Yadavas retired in their tents, all the queens went into their royal tents, and then slowly night settled over Siddhashram. There were two tents, however, where the light did not go out. One was here, and another was on the opposite side. Who can imagine what tents these were? Who belonged? Who were in these tents? Radha and Krishna. Yes. It was very late, and Rukmini, one of the favorite queens of Krishna, came, had seen from her tent there was still light in Krishna's tent. She came in the tent and said, "My Lord, you are not asleep." And Krishna said, in a very full voice, full with emotions, "No, sleep has not yet come to me, because sleep has also not yet come to my Radha." Are you saying that you will only be able to sleep when Radha sleeps? Asked Rukmini. And Krishna said, "Yes." And she cannot sleep because she is accustomed to drink before her rest a glass of milk. I request you now to bring a glass of milk to the tent of Srimati Radharani. You know, when Krishna requests something, he has something in his mind. So Rukmini said, "Okay, could I arrange for the glass of milk?" "No," said Krishna, "I request you to personally cook it and serve the milk." So Rukmini had to now cook milk for this Radha. I mean, by now she felt already that Radha is extraordinary and cannot be measured and not compared. So she went into the kitchen, she cooked milk and made it very, very hot. And she brought the hot milk to Radha's tent. "Who are you?" asked the gopis. "My name is Rukmini. I'm the first queen of Krishna. And what brings you here? I want to bring this glass of milk to your Radha. It is the order of Krishna. So she brought the milk, which was still extremely, extremely hot, to Radha and said, "This is sent by Krishna, my husband, who has said that you are accustomed to drink milk before your rest." When Radha heard that Krishna, Herr Gopal, had sent a glass of milk, she took the glass of milk and she was not mindful that it was very hot. She drank it in three gulps. Now who knows what happens when you drink extra hot milk? I don't know, all of you know, because when the first gulp, I think it's called, comes, you stop drinking. But if you continue, you feel a pain. Where do you feel this pain? In the tongue, no. That's when the first, when you do the first, it's in the heart. You feel strong heartburn. But Srimati Radharani just drank it as cool water and so on. Rukmini was surprised. She took the glass back. It was still steaming, the glass, although there was nothing in it. It was so hot. And she brought it back to Krishna's tent. She put the glass outside. And then she went inside and said, "My Lord, I have completed the mission which you assigned to me. On the way, I thought I should massage you for better rest." And then Krishna took his food out and put the food feet before Rukmini. When Rukmini saw the feet of her beloved Krishna, you see here the feet of Krishna, just this is what you normally see when you see Krishna's feet. They are so beautiful, with full of the ornaments. But Rukmini didn't see all the ornaments. There were blisters all over the feet. You know what is blister? How do we say that in the sweet language? Yes. Really blisters. I mean, really intense blisters. Some of you have maybe done Govardhan Parikrama, and at the end, you know what are blisters. Very large blisters, large size exhibition blisters. So she saw, she asked, "My Lord, what happened to your feet?" Krishna asked, "Why do you ask? You were the one who made the blisters appear." "What? I had made blisters appear?" Rukmini cried. She's very soft in her heart. "No, my Lord. You made the blisters appear. Now you asked who caused the blisters, how they came. You must know one thing. In Srimati Radharani's heart, there are always my lotus feet. And when you caused with your indecently cooked milk, the heartburn, the burn came not to her heart. The burn came to my feet, because it is my feet who are eternally established in the heart of Srimati Radharani. This is true. This is true. I swear it is true. Satyam, satyam, satyam." And then Rukmini knew, and she told it to all the queens. She became the herald of Radha's glories. She said, Sri Radha's love for Sri Krishna has no rival, no rival, and no equal. And then this verse came, Prema Priya.
Prema Priya.
She loves Krishna with all her heart.
She loves Krishna with all her heart.
Prema Rupa.
Prema Rupa.
She is the form of all transcendental love.
She is the form of all transcendental love.
Premananda Tarangini.
Premananda Tarangini.
She is an ocean filled with the waves of transcendental love.
She is an ocean filled with waves of transcendental love.
Premahara.
Premahara.
Premadatri.
Premadatri.
She is the giver of transcendental love.
She is the giver of transcendental love.
And finally, Prema Shakti Mayi.
Prema Shakti Mayi.
She is full of the power of transcendental love.
She is full of the power of transcendental love.
Let us end with a verse from Rupa Goswami's own mouth. O Shrimati Radharani, amongst all the beloved gopis of Krishna, you are his most cherished jewel. Therefore kindly be pleased upon me and quickly shower your mercy by including me amongst your family members. Would you like to pray this?
Indeed.
Please take your hands. O Shrimati Radharani,
O Shrimati Radharani,
amongst all the beloved gopis of Krishna,
amongst all the beloved gopis of Krishna,
you are his most cherished jewel.
You are his most cherished jewel.
Therefore kindly be pleased upon me.
Therefore kindly be pleased upon me.
And quickly shower your mercy.
And quickly shower your mercy.
Please shower your mercy.
Please shower your mercy.
By including me amongst your family members.
By including me amongst your family members.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.